should roll for regret. We're recording. Good morning, everyone.
It is 2 in the afternoon.
It is New Year's Day.
Sarah, Helen, and V. Hello.
We're up all night playing Dungeons and Dragons. Very much unsuspectable. Nobody knows.
How many, seven or 8 hours?
It was a long time.
It was a long time.
It was the evening, though. So it was 9 till
3. Two and a half. Yeah. 2.5.
2.5, that is a time unit. Welcome to Roll for Regret. We do.
I was only 5 hours. I felt a lot longer. Anyway,
We do D&D.
Yes, we do.
D&D. And here we have me, Helen, as the beautiful dungeon master. Most beautiful and elegant and...
I already said all of us are in... I already said Sarah, Helen, and V.
Wow, okay. Somebody needs their morning.
Needs or wants?
Wants or needs. Anyways, welcome to 2017.
Need a little bit of hair of the dog.
Even though, when this episode goes up, it'll be...
It'll be well into...
It'll be well into 2017. It'll be
February.
Well into the year of the cock.
Stop saying it like it's a funny joke.
It is the year of the cock.
Be an adult for 2 seconds. Gilwin's the one who makes dick jokes, not you. You're the respectable
DM. Probably when this does go up, it would be Lunar New Year.
Yes, the year of the cock. I was about to say year of the dog. No.
So Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. Where were we last time with you guys? You guys had just done some things, gotten yourself a title, Mr. Gilwin.
Yes.
And Temperance made friends with a politician and was happy and
yes, very
fun.
Nice.
You also got a macrame owl.
Yes, I got a macrame owl. And
I told you, I'm afraid of owls.
I'm deathly afraid of owls.
She's got the macrame owl around her neck, and then she has all of the other
danglies. If you're gonna keep them on forever, I feel like they're gonna fall off.
We'll see how long. Whenever I roll a natural...
They're going to take battle damage.
Whenever I roll a natural one
might fall. Yeah, one will just
fall. I have to roll like a dexterity or something.
Yeah. Gained invitation to the Besaid Ball that is happening. It's a shopping montage, guys. I wish I'd downloaded some fun music for a shopping montage. Jesus Christ.
Well, as the editor, I do know that sometimes you do have music in the intro. Sometimes you don't. I was going to say, perhaps sort of in the transition to my Gilman voice, we have a Twitter account, Roll for Regret, with the 4 being a 4. Hit us up, send messages. Probably me will respond because I'm the only one with access to the password.
Yeah, thanks.
Because I'm lazy. I haven't come to them.
And I also don't have a Twitter.
And Phoebe is an elusive creature.
Yes.
Only beheld in their voice right here. Exclusive.
Today your team name, as mentioned by Twitter user Drop the Die. That is an app, Drop the Die.
Drop the Die.
Drop the Die is in a dice.
JB Little.
Yes, that is a Drop the Die is in a dice. Not die everywhere.
Oh my god.
Our team name is Risky Bizzo.
Risky Bizzo.
Sounds very Aussie.
Because they were talking about the fact that we're very Australian and it's hard for them to follow our accents.
Oh,
yeah. But
what about the accent you put on for Gilwin? It's a fancy...
It's so fancy.
I'm going to try alleviate my accent today.
You still need to enunciate. Anyway, so Risky Bizzo, and that's great. And this is my sort of Gilwin voice, but I thought I'd just do that really quickly. Hit us up on Twitter with party names and we'll try and read them out. And you'll probably hear them in 6 years.
Good morning!
Our
team of adventurers, our Risky Bizzo.
Yes.
Welcome to your life. Get the fuck out of bed.
Nah.
Nah.
Okay, Gilwin's giving up for the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll to give up. If that's okay with you. So it's -8. So it's really a 2.
Oh my god.
That's not how math works. It's 3. Anyway.
Can-do attitude? Okay. You get up with your beautiful can-do attitude.
Yeah, I do get up.
As you wake up, it is a slightly overcast day. Sol's temperance. The sun is not as sunny.
I want to go to the receptionist.
Tell me her name.
Oh shit, I don't know. I don't care about them. I want to go to the front desk and be like, hello.
Well, okay, I'll just give
my
you another one.
Manu.
Okay.
Just give me it. Well, it doesn't matter.
Her name is Nima.
Let's go to Nima! Ooh!
Finding Nima, let's go.
Finding Nima?
It's the gender slide. Anyway, so I want to go to the front counter.
Go to the front counter.
Hello, my name is Laura Melander. Rogue by nature and by nurture. Yes.
She looks at you, small, elfy looking lady, and she's just like,
Hello. So, have you gotten word from the dude, Orund? He was like,
Orin?
Yeah, basically we get a refund on how much we spent being here. I don't know if you heard about that.
She looks through some notes. It looks like sort of Daily Mail. She's just flicking through and she pulls out a little piece of paper. The wax seal is broken. It's very ornate.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, oh yeah, everything looks to check out. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess you can have your refund.
So 25 gold for
them? Here you go! She gives you 25 gold.
Excellent. Cool.
And she hands you like little like mints that they have at counters.
Good.
Mint for each of you.
Alright, in my pocket. I'm not gonna eat that.
Oh.
My body's a temple. okay. So, because I put the money in my account. Yeah, pretty much, thanks. Good.
Okay.
How long have we got this for now? How, like, is it just indefinite we can stay here? Or is it, like, we have to get out? Or is it, like, turn over?
Well, you're staying for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So after the ball, I mean, you'll have a night after the ball here. And then it's up to you guys to kind of figure out what your plan is, I suppose.
Okay, well, that's not
not supposed to be telling you what your plan is.
Well, obviously
I'm
not.
A secretary.
You don't know who I am. Except I'm Gillian Manand and Rope Initial. But you don't actually know anything else. That's fine.
Temperance has wandered off to this food.
All right, cool. But I've got my money
The
back.
Breakfast buffet.
Yes.
I'm going to gain 25.
You're a stickler for that money.
I am.
Okay.
So that's done. Cool. Well, I want my money back. Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, I'm going to
Temperance is already not new.
Shut up, Temperance. I scream into the open air.
She's not even there.
Yeah. Bye, Nemo. Have a lovely whatever you do.
She kind of waves awkwardly.
Hopefully you don't die after I leave. This is the nature of people in this world. Very well.
Okay.
He's gone.
Okay. Gilwyn is out of the breakfast buffet.
Hey, so this is another one of those situations, and this is Sarah, who plays Gilwyn. Just here to explain that there is a couple of audio jumps within this episode, but it was caused by the computer, so hopefully that doesn't have too jarring an effect on your experience with the podcast, but otherwise, enjoy. Thank y'all.
As a recap, we had the party of Risky Bizzo head into a armory shop.
It was very
called
metal.
Magnus's Metal. Was that it?
Magnus's Metal Shop, yeah.
Yeah, Magnus's Metal Shop.
It was really
shop.
Cool. It was really like there was little music boxes that played metal, like metal songs.
Like Metallica and shit.
Yeah.
And Ramstein.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then we had a really long discussion about how chainmail works.
Yes, and,
yeah.
And you haggled it down to a fair price.
I got a natural 20 on a haggling
spot.
And then I subsequently got a date by accident, and then I kind of had to rub off a date.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Gilwyn keeps inviting people for drinks and rolling too high on the persuasion.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So again, everyone's falling for you, and you just can't do anything about it.
Magnus,
you keep doing too much.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
My proficiency is that and flipping. I can do a backflip out of the shop. Oops, off the table. That was all over the place. 17 on a backflip out.
Having purchased some chainmail and haggling it down for Temperance.
Yes.
Gilwyn backflips the fuck out of there.
It's glorious.
It is a beautiful, beautiful backflip.
Temperance just walks out the door. She doesn't backflip.
No, she's staying, so...
She's also very not... Like, she's not very dexterous.
You're not a flip wizard, right? It's okay.
Not everyone can be.
Not everyone can be a flip wizard.
I didn't choose the flip life, it chose me. Actually, I chose it. But I gave myself double proficiency. It doesn't matter.
You did.
So, cool. We got... Oh, yes. We also had a really long discussion about how we're going to dress ourselves. Essentially, I'm going to get myself a really sick coat and a hat. And Temperance is getting a lovely dress to wear over the chainmail.
Mm-hmm.
Seems legit. Okay. Well, right. To the shops.
Yep. Y'all head on out. You do see. Also, yeah, obviously they went into town and bought stuff.
Mm.
We did just kind of leave it on the buffet. Well, the computer chose to leave it on the buffet.
there was so much lewd shit, it just couldn't handle it.
Too much
lewd.
And now we have trust issues and we keep eyeing the computer like it's gonna betray us.
Don't you do it.
Too many time. Okie dokie.
Not after episode 10.
What?
Not after episode 10. Anyway.
God, no. Episode 10's a nightmare.
Yes. So,
I'm excited to listen to it and have you being like,
yeah.
This has happened. Lol. Bye.
Okay, fourth wall. So, we're going to go to the shops and pretend we're not talking about how a computer or anything like that.
Yes. Okay. So, Gilwyn, Temperance, you had... Did you want to go back to that dress shop that you bought Kaina a lovely sundress in?
Totally, let's go.
Go back to the newly refurbished maiden's silk.
Yes, because before it was
maiden's silk.
It was lady's lace and I sued.
Yes.
And there's a new sign there that says, under new management.
New management, yes. And it seems to be. The atmosphere in there is still kind of a bit haughty, but it's all pretty...
Just my
well
people.
Kept. What'd you say?
I said that's my kind of people.
And as you enter, a shop attendant sort of looks towards you and just says, welcome to the maiden's silk. Sorry, I'm still remembering the name. I'm not the manager, but we do have a new manager. What would you like to order, to purchase today? Yes, may I help you?
First, I would love to have your name. I am Gil Melander, and this is my friend Temperance.
Hello.
And we're actually going to the Bayside Ball, I believe it's called.
Well, good morning to the both of you. And yes, we have had many orders for dresses and silks for the Bayside Ball.
Dresses, silks. I just need myself a really cool coat. That's my requirement. Like, really fancy looking. And a matching hat. That's my...
If you are interested in something from our establishment, we do specialize in... the more feminine apparel.
Do I look particularly masculine to you?
That's okay.
She's like, I'm not gonna ask that.
About Temperance, and she's like, were you after anything? A dress? A gown?
Yes, definitely a gown. I need, you know, something. I can't exactly just wear my robe, so.
No.
So definitely looking for a really nice dress. I've never actually had one, so...
Oh, well then you're in luck. We have plenty of fine dresses here.
I'd look great in a dress.
Well, we can get you a dress too if you want.
We do have many colors to your anatomy.
Don't worry about it, it's fun. I'll go elsewhere for my jacket and hat.
Okay.
That's me done. Never speak to me again, Adara.
Kill me.
On having someone blank.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Well, she just turns away and she goes back to Temperance. And do you have a color palette in mind? What you seem to be wearing? I do. Would she be your summer? You look like I recommend to you. We have some golden silks. We've got beautiful yellows and ochres and...
Well, yes, I definitely like, you know, yellows and oranges and like reds and so maybe not too dark.
Maybe a blood orange or a tangerine.
Maybe like a citrine, that's a nice colour.
Yes, a citrine would look lovely on you.
But also, I do like a light blue, you know, it's like the sky.
And it, you know, it does suit the seaside that we have here.
And
so after a period of you trying on dresses, you insist on trying them on over your chainmail. And the attendant's a bit confused, but she works with it. What did you
say? I'm squinting at the computer, go on.
Oh, okay. She accepts that you're resigned to wearing your chainmail under your dress. She pulls out, like, in the end, you guys kind of decide on a frock. It's got a lot of drapery to it, so it kind of hangs and it doesn't cling to you, so that you don't get the weird chainmail bumps. And she describes it as, you know, this is a beautiful kind of, sunlight, very, very airy, like lovely golden cream, creme brulee sort of colour. And you're just like, it's just yellow, come on, it's just yellow. It's red, okay? Anyways. Blood orange.
You're more of an autumn. Warm autumn.
Autumn.
Yeah, I don't know how those things work.
That's cool. Apparently, summer is a cool color scheme. Anyway, I'm done. That's me good.
Okay. Well,
that was a little googly.
You've got an you're an autumn man. Whatever the hell those means. I always hear people say it. I don't know what the fuck it means.
Actually, it might be a summer.
You're an autumn. Okay.
Cool. All right. Anyway. Is Adara still around? Being whatever.
Yes. You bring the frock to the counter. And she says, and for that one, it comes to about 180 gold pieces.
180.
Okay.
And Gilwyn's just giving Temperance a stare.
And persuasion you to try and haggle it yourself. I got 17.
So persuading you with her eyes.
Ooh, that's your eyes. 26 on insight.
Holy stupid
shit. She pays even more.
Say 180.
I'm not doing it, so it's fine. I'm not talking about Dara, I'm done with it.
Yeah, how about we say you're 160? 160?
170 maybe?
How about me in the middle and we go 165?
Okay, 165 it is. Just still so much. Anyways,
Everis doesn't know.
I mean, let's just say 15 gold and we can use that to buy me a snack.
She wraps up the dress and puts it into one of those little dress boxes that I always see in movies.
Adara, how much is the dress actually worth out of pure curiosity?
She doesn't acknowledge you. You've persuaded
can
her.
Can I intimidation
her?
How much is it genuinely worth? I got 23.
She begrudgingly turns back to you, holds her hand
over.
Hey,
honey, what's up?
And she just says, about 80 gold pieces in manufacturing. We'd like to have a profit here.
I can tell.
Okay. Prime real estate.
Is this like a franchise or is this like family owned?
She just turns away. Oh jeez.
Temperance has made a mistake.
Temperance drops the dress box.
And some
comes tumbling out. Nah, it's fine. And it looks real cool over the top of your chainmail. Some of the chainmail pops out and looks like you're intentionally wearing it as a thing that you wear and you look cool. Yeah.
Gilwyn was being really passive aggressive, so I pay attention to about approximately none of it.
It is.
It's good. I'm good. Let's go to a place that will serve me. Away.
But I did the haggling thing that you always say.
Well, you say 15 gold.
See, I did.
You did. Next time, maybe less. But that's fine. You did good. You got it. It's fine.
Yeah,
away.
See, normally, I just kind of just pay for what it is because I guess what it says.
But if you save money, then you have more money to spend. And then you can give it to people, like, you can, I don't know, donate to a church or whatever you're into. But
give it to the orphans on the street.
Yeah. Imagine you spent 50 gold and then you saw an orphan. You could have had 40 gold and then 10 gold for the orphan. That's what
that's
a good
so much money for orphans.
That is. That's like an entire, they could buy a whole parent with that. So,
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, I mean, think about it like that. You can help the world. Dollara. Praise the sun. Can we go to a place that will serve my kind?
Yes.
Of the masculine manly kind.
Yes.
The manly,
so manly.
Manly,
let's go.
You head on out. It's around about 11 now. Sun is high in the sky.
It's high.
You're very tired from having watched Temperance have a clothes changing montage like they do in teenage movies.
I didn't actually weigh in on any opinions. I'm so sorry.
You
just
sat there looking very
disappointed.
Yeah,
I really like, shit.
Everything.
I really left you. I threw you to the wolves.
Temperance is really, you're like Temperance's stylist.
I shouldn't help at all. That's nothing.
But I mean, she got a good gold color. She's okay.
Yeah, it's like it's essentially the color of your pillow.
My sun pillow.
Okay,
but,
well,
like silky and shiny. Anyways,
that's fine.
Y'all head down the way towards the more fashiony clothing shops, and you find one called Taylor Argus.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in.
Totally do go in.
And you notice when you go in there how he's trying on some outfits and things with the attendant, and it's just obnoxious, like really green looking, like.
I'm guessing like the love
boots. Yes, quite like Luna Lovegood's father. He's just having fun. He's still wearing his magical spectacles, so he's just looking at everything really intensely with these spectacles zooming in and out. And he just looks back as the little ding ding sounds of somebody entering. And he turns to you both and he's just like, Temperance! Gilwyn! Gilwyn, my good friends, hello.
I see you're also preparing for the ball.
I see you've still got my good friend there.
Yes, I've
the
been...
bag of devouring.
I've been feeding it well. Do you notice how hard... Actually, let's not talk about this. Essentially, the thing you want us to do is really hard. It's taking a long time. Really hard.
I mean, like, just you guys want the bag folding, so... The little's twirl, and it's like this really long curtails, and like... Very
I feel
bright
like
green.
Slapping the face as they go.
Probably. And like some glitter sort of sheds as well. It's like, it's
looks,
a Disney princess doing a twirl.
It looks you look so
it's like
cool.
Cinderella getting her dress.
It looks really cool.
Thank you. Don't you think it compliments my eyes? And he just like leans in real close. And that's his eyelash.
You look really
actually.
Good. How?
And then his glasses zoom in real close on your eyes.
I don't have 20 on deception for saying he looks cool. Really dashing. Really gonna be the belle of the
Thank
ball.
You.
Cool.
You always want to. You always make me feel well appreciated to put his hand on me. So will I be seeing you two at the ball?
Totally. Go to the ball, we got an invitation because we're really cool.
Can I just like, I wanna
shot past him. Look, I've gotta get my stuff together. How I just need you to just chill, okay? Be cool for like 5 seconds.
I'm always cool, my good friend. And he puts his hand on yours.
Swat, swat, swat. I need that for trying on. Don't need help. Gonna do it, man. Don't even give me the face. Okay. I'm going to walk briskly.
Mel, who has like pins in her mouth, so she's been like attending to Hal and making. Like,
she can stay with him. Is there like racks, or do I have to? Is it like what kind of place is this?
There's racks, like some items, old style wooden dummies. You know, like fantasy mannequins.
Ouch! Okay, so I would like to pick up. I previously bought a bandana that was gold and blue, so I want something in a similar color palette.
Okay. And the man kind of is like, so you're interested in a similar color palette? Would you like to, is this your date? Will you be attending together?
Are you trying to matchmake me right now, sir?
Well,
I guess it's
sort
of that
you guys look. You guys looked kind of. Okay,
Hal
okay.
was also all over me. Look, anyway,
Gold,
hello.
He's all over everyone.
Look,
anyway.
Hello, I'm Gilwyn. What's your name? Do we get a name? No? Okay. Hello,
I'm Karis.
Hi, Karis. Okay. Well, Karis, if that is your real name. I would love to have colours. No, we're not dating. It just is a coincidence that I bought myself something blue and gold. And I wanted to match it. I would really take anything at this point. Stop making eyes between me and her. I will cut them out of your head. Okay, so, alright. Just whatever you have that's nice, just...
Well,
make it so.
We do have a good variety of things here. Did you want something like an overcoat? Pocket squares!
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Pocket squares, would you like a pocket square?
I can't just wear a pocket square.
Okay.
You see how I'm wearing...
He like looks up and down with your coat and
just,
like, do you like this sort of...
Please.
Like something a French dandy would wear.
What's French? Yes.
Okay, yes. And he like shuffles around for a bit and there's like really
lots of
ornate,
buttons and trim.
It's like a really ornate royal blue coat and he just like pulls it out and he's just like, something like this mayhaps, and it's like got gold buttons and embellishments on it and like
the
embroidery and things, and it's like kind of like a very, it's like elven look. It's like very small,
oh, cool.
Detailed.
Nice.
Embroidery with leaves and like very small, subtle floral.
Cool, how much is it?
This one's is by one of our really like top designers. His name is Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It sets us back at around about 200 to like 220 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well, first
in the market. It's a very sought after renowned coat.
First, I'm going to try it on.
Okay.
But I want you to know, the second you see me in it, you'll essentially want me to take it for free. Because I'm going to look so good at the Bayside Ball, and that will be great advertisement for you. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm giving you warning so you can prepare yourself.
Yep, okay. I'll be prepared, I suppose.
Alright.
You dip into the little, like, there's like a little curtained area.
Sure.
You dip in and you put it on, and then you come out, and like it doesn't fit in certain places, but then the attendant, like the...
I can't help it, I'm really skinny.
Yeah, she comes and pins parts of it.
Just watch her up here.
Did you try it on? Okay, what else? She pins it about, and once it's pinned into places, it looks much nicer.
Nice.
Very sleek.
Cool.
Very, you know, you look elegant.
Nice. I'm going to wear this forever. So, so just to confirm, I actually don't, I've never heard of this Shiva person. I've never heard of the designer. I'm not familiar with their work. I don't think they're nearly as renowned as you're saying. Sounds like you're really trying to just upsell me as a tourist, which is not to me, honestly. Roll persuasion.
Jeez. Okay.
Oh, that's like a weird position. I'll take it, and I'll say that's a 16.
Your Karis sort of looks it up and down, and then looks you up and down, and kind of looks a little bit like if there was anime sweat, he'd probably have a little bit of anime sweat on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, well, I could take it down a little bit in price.
A little bit.
For your kind services in aid of promoting our store.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please, you don't have to pay me. That'd be so rude. I'll just do it for free. It's fine. Just the jacket. I'll just keep that. That's fine. That's great. Perfect.
No. She just grabs your shoulder.
You don't have to pay me. I'm going to do this pro bono with the jacket.
I won't let it leave here. For less than 180 gold.
Steep, and yet I still don't know who the designer is. Are you sure we can't just have it be? Perhaps I do it freebies. Yeah, you give it to me for free.
Jeez, okay, roll.
For free?
Yeah. I got a 26 that time.
And he's like, 120.
Ooh, that's really close, but that's not quite free. How about around 100? I'll be generous. I'll give you around 100.
Roll it on the screen.
27.
Okay. He casts a look back to it, opening everything up, and she just kind of looks between you and the jacket and you, and she's just like, gives him a significant look, and she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
100 with your solemn word that you will do everything you can to promote our business and send customers our way.
Totally, that's fine.
Okay, and he's just like, we will fit this to you. Come in by the afternoon, and it will be well fitted to your form. And Hal just looks at you from the corner, and he's just been like appreciating you. He looks amazing. Oh, you look so refreshing. You look like a breath of fresh air.
I just squint.
You're radiant in that coat. I can't see you so well.
See, I'm just already bringing in the customers who are already in your store. But I'm essentially looking how amazing.
What a steal to hold.
I know. I'm so generous.
I should let you out, Gilwyn. You go about and...
I'll do what I want, girl.
You're a menace to the business around here with your smooth tongue.
Help! Help! Gilwyn, gentle screams from Gilwyn.
Just right whistle.
I will keep my smart
touch
to myself. Let me throw it out there. You don't! Look, anyway, bring back in. totally. alright, cool. So 100 gold, done, bum, done. I'll pick it up in the afternoon. I guess I'll take a free matching breath that time. No big deal.
You throw in pockets, Claire, you know?
Gilman Landry, GM, do it. That's my sound my wing, but I fucked it up real
bad. You requested?
Nope, that's me.
I'm running out of time. Hal also getting his fitted to him as he's incredibly tall and gangly, taller than you.
Is he
ganglier than you?
Okay.
And he just like walks out with the two of you and he's just like, puts his hand around both his shoulders, just like, so what's the plan for lunch, my friends?
I don't eat. I've never eaten once in my life.
Is there anywhere you would recommend?
You know, there's a lovely cafe just scattered around all over the place. I'll take you to one of my favourites. And he leaves you guys. He like turns you guys. For someone so tall, gangly, and you know, it looks like there's nothing to him. He like just guides you effortlessly.
In his wingspan.
Is he way within his wingspan? It's like a crane looping about.
really fun.
Takes you to a little cafe called Cozy's.
Oh, jeez, it's like Madame Puddlefoot's fucking romantic cafe in Hogsmeade. Alright.
You fucking flaw, that's exactly what I was going for.
What was it called?
Cozy's. I forgot about that and I just had flashbacks.
And Jesus. He comes in. It's around lunchtime. You guys enter. There's a little ding, 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 ding in every single store you go into. And it's kind of... There's a few people in here. Everyone in here looks kind of secreted away into little corners, but all the corners, there's flowers everywhere in the establishment. It looks almost like it's a florist as well as a cafe, but there's no sign of these being for sale. And the air is thick. Thick with jasmine, rose, lavender.
Sounds of concern from Gilwin.
Chamomile, it's just very, like...
What's wrong, Gilwin?
I don't know, I just feel like I'm about to just get proposed to, but I'm not ready for that.
Hal gestures to a lady that was about to come serve you. A small, dwarven lady. Little braid coming off her chin. And she's very blonde, and she's very homely, and she's just like, oh, Hal, darling! And then Hal's just like, yes, can we have a seat for three? These are my good friends, Temperance and Gilwin. Look at them, aren't they just the cutest little buttons? And then she, like, looks up at both of you. And she guides you two, as well as Hal, to a little corner seat. It looks like a little booth. Framed in flowers. Flowers are everywhere in this place. Some of them are drying and hanging from the roof.
I like to sneeze.
You get hate people.
Killen probably would. He doesn't like flowers. He's like... He's just
a man of the sea.
He's just very sensitive in his constitution about flowers.
About flowers? Okay.
They make him happy, really.
There's even like a little vase, a vase of flowers on the table. Everything's bulging with floral.
That is not the word I want to hear, Nihal.
It's not the only thing that's bulging.
Oh my god! Temperance. And you guys settle in. You both kind of stick together, or at least Gilwin sticks to your side. Temperance.
I cannot describe the amount of not want that is on my face right now.
And he just sits as far away as he can from Hal, and Hal just slides in across from you two and just like, I never really got to have a lovely chat, like just proper, like, deep and meaningful with you guys.
There's not much deep meaningful to me. I'm just Gilwin Erdu.
His glasses just zoom in on you.
What?
Slowly.
You want something in particular? Just to chat?
I just want to chat, you know? You guys, you're doing a great service getting rid of that bag of devouring. Look at it there.
We've been feeding it.
He dangles a little piece of, like, rose or something from the table in there. And just gobbles it up.
Yes, it's very hungry and eats lots of things. And eventually it'll be given to the people it's supposed to be given to, but for the minute it hasn't. So.
Temperance, darling, you have dress from the maiden's lace. Maiden's silk. Too. I just can't remember what it's called.
It's lovely. We tried on a few. But you know, they weren't really matching colours or they showed too much. Yes?
You too. You a thing.
A thing for what?
You a thing? Yes.
I'm a thing on my own. I'm a super.
You know,
thing.
Like,
stop
just like
doing that. Stop it. No, we're not. Why?
I'm just curious. I'm a curious man. You know, I'm curious. Just so
you
curious.
Are incredibly curious.
Yes. This is why I find so many magical oddities and amazing objects.
Okay. No, we're not a thing. We're just friends. Stop. She's not my type.
Who is your type, Mr. Gilwin?
I love letters. I love books. I'm a man of the sea. I don't know.
You're a man of reading.
Well, you know, type is in like typefaces and fonts. I was making a joke, but that's okay.
That's actually quite nice. I like that joke.
Thank you. I don't really even love. So that's me. Have fun.
This little lot. Lady comes over.
In this like restaurant of like lovers. I'm like, I don't believe in love, so
this lady comes over who Hal greeted, and she just brings over a little tray of like tea. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, my tea will be ready soon, darlings. And she then just like trips away. Shuffles away.
What's high tea? Is like the tea like elevated?
It is quite elevated. This is just regular tea, and you like gestures to the teapot and the cups you brought, and then he just like picks everyone up and then clank 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 in front of you guys as he puts them all down, and then he just starts pouring. And then he, like, lets go of the jug and just leaves it to pour while he continues to talk. It magically pours out tea for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
And he's just like, so, what's your plans for the ball? Are you gonna get yourself a piece of arm candy?
Arm candy? Is that, like, stuff that you eat?
I mean, you can eat them if you want to.
I want to roll a constitution saving throw to save myself from drowning in my tea. I have a 14 for not wanting to kill myself in my tea.
Don't kill yourself in your tea, baby.
Nice, okay. No, I don't know. We're just gonna go and meet people and be told we're great. That's pretty much the plan. I don't know.
Yeah, we currently don't really have much of a plan.
How did you get invited then?
Well, I went over to... Well, the both of us went over to, the House of Lords.
Oh my. Mm. It's a very fabulous establishment.
Yeah, it's quite.
We did some
stuff. And I spoke to Chairman Oren, who...
Ah, yes, he's a stealthy type, that one.
Yeah, so he,
I wouldn't eat my fries. I tried to give him fries, he wouldn't eat them. It was just upsetting.
No, that's the
hell. Oh, we did your fries,
no,
darling.
I tried to give them to him too, but he didn't want them.
Oh, well, right.
Potato and fries and things.
Yeah, so we acquired our invitations from him.
Oh, that's great! I didn't know he was giving them out so freely.
Well, we did stuff. It's not like we didn't do anything. We did some deeds. What?
I didn't know Oren was into that kind of thing.
No, we didn't do it like that. We did a thing. We did a service for the town, in a way, for the temple, and that is why we invited. So.
Well, that's very lovely. I'd love to hear of your journeys and adventures.
No.
I'll get it out of you one day.
I am locked up in a little safe, tucked in a chest, tucked in a vault, tucked under the mountain, under sort of further vault, in a trap of an enigma. So deep. Hello. I am not going to say that ever again. But I'll just get out the stupid news article and I'll flick it at him and be like, that is it. That's all you need to know.
He just like looks over it and his glasses zoom in on it all and follows all the words.
Alright. What is reading? Just gonna stare emphatically at Temperance, like.
And then the little dwarf lady, she just comes over, and just slides a tray, like a four-tiered, frickin' high tea set towards you guys, mm-hmm. and it is just bursting with little sandwichy little cakes, and everything is just very cutesy.
I feel like
and little candied violets and flowers.
I really feel like Gilwyn has done this before, but not willingly. Like, the whole high tea.
Yeah.
Like, with his mom.
Oh, probably. Yeah, with your elven parents.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so this is just...
Fancy
yeah.
elven parents.
Merchants much. Yeah, I don't know. Mainly I'm, I don't know. We're gonna go to the ball and it's gonna be super fun.
It is going to be amazing. He just, like, picks up a sandwich and just eats it whole.
So, like, where do we, like, do I need a... Do we start at the top?
If you want, you can really do anything.
Fine, I think it's okay. I'm gonna just eat whatever looks the least sugary.
The sandwiches are at the top, I suppose.
I'm going to pinch one. Nibble at the corner. Very delicately. Super sus. I'm so sus on everything right now. Come on. Well, I mean, like, what did you do? Is it because you're a shopkeeper? What have you done? Like, have you done something in particular, or
well,
is it just a ring of
I'm, you know, I, as well as supplying to the townspeople. I supply magical artifacts and things that could be of interest and that should not really be sold to, you know, the government. And I just say, look, this is a thing I have. And then I give it to them and they like it. It's great.
What do you know about the dragon? Are there people who aren't who don't really like it? Or is it everyone's pretty cool with it?
Oh, a lady dragon, yes.
Yeah.
She's cool.
What's her name?
Have you met the dragon?
What's her name? I've heard it written somewhere. Hang on.
Because I feel like we got told that sometimes she comes, she's in attendance to the Bayside Ball. Would you think that she would be coming?
I mean, I have certainly have high hopes.
That's a good question.
I would love to have a chat with her, you know? She's just lovely.
Oh, so you have met her before?
Well, yeah. In passing, every now and then you do meet her.
Just meet a fucking dragon.
Sometimes she just, you know, sometimes she lands close by and you're like, time to meet the dragon.
Okay. That doesn't sound scary at all. Totally cool. I'm gonna continue eating little sandwiches I almost want to say that I'm gonna call her Fluffy. Maybe I won't. She might keep it. You know, tell me. I don't know if we got given a name for the dragon lady.
Thought I gave you a name, but
that's okay.
I haven't worked
on. Can I roll insight check on Hal in general?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I got just like, you know, but I just wasn't thinking.
He is just being overly hospitable to you guys.
So that, what was the roll?
11.
Yeah, he seems overly hospitable. You are not sure if there's an ulterior motive. Familiar with him. But just usually, like, grab you and take you to high tea and things like that, just all the time, you know? It's,
yeah.
It's very strange. So you're taken a bit back. Yes.
Tempest is fine, she got free food.
Yeah,
but like, what are you hoping to get out of the ball? Like,
anything to, you know, make some more business.
Okay. Do you happen to know anything about perhaps big stones? You seem to know a lot of magical things. We were wondering about maybe having a party and bringing in like a something from a different plane to celebrate. You know, like maybe the Feywilds, or I guess I don't know, somewhere from a different realm. But apparently you can bring them through big stones in a circle under an area.
Hmm.
Does that sound like something you've ever delved in, or not really?
I don't tend to summon things.
Mm-hmm. But what if it's good for business?
That can go pretty. That's the sort of stuff like, you know, Circle would end up doing. Like, it's just, you know.
And they're awful,
aren't
they?
Not my deal. Because it can go obviously pretty wrong. It can go very poorly.
Right.
For many people's faces, arms, legs, you know, it can be removed even. But I'm not a fan of it. That magic is not for me. I'm more interested in the curios and the curiosities that come out of witchcraft and magic.
So whatever comes with the demons that get brought through? Not so much.
Well, you know, there's the occasional things from other planes that do circulate through my shop, but most of them are considered quite dangerous, so I take them and I seek further advice at the House of Lords and, you know.
Can I insert him again?
Yes, you're welcome to.
I've got 12.
I'll let Temperance inside check him.
I am 12, so that is not. I don't. That was weird to do that again.
Natural 20.
But inside checking Hal.
He seems to have come into contact with a few strange arcane artifacts that do seem to be of a extraplanar origin.
Yeah.
And it makes him nervous.
Cool.
It sort of gives you the idea that he has tried to dabble in this stuff, but he's, you know, he's gotten too close. He's, like, done something bad, and he's just, like, shit. Like, he's fucked up.
Yeah.
He's hurt himself, or he's hurt others, like, you know.
My eyes all fucked up.
So, Hal, a question. How did you come about getting the bag of devouring that we currently have in our possession? How did that come about?
A trader, actually, came through town, and, bringing many interesting fabric artifacts, things that, you know, very like more cloth related items, and you know, they were selling these bags, and they said that they came as a match set and they were exactly the same, and before anyone could chase them and perhaps get devoured, I talked him out of selling these things, and I claimed them for myself so that I could, you know, wield these items with the true respect they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And also not get people eaten.
That's very respectable.
Very bad.
So, did you do any research on this bag? Like, maybe...
Oh, I did have to study it. I did my good few magical checks on it. The bag of devouring is bad shit. I don't like that one.
Can I do a perception check in the area around us?
Yes.
We're pretty cozy to out in the corner, right?
Cozy, yes.
I got another 12 for perception.
You can't really see much past flowers. There's people eating similar high teas or like little scones and things.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a tea room. There are people
indulging themselves all around. You can't really discern much beyond just people of all sorts of races around. Until looking for something in particular.
Mostly I'm just like, but just generally people who are paying too much attention. I don't know. It's, like, we think that... I'm gonna just drop my... Can I, like, roll stealth to try and talk quietly?
Yeah, okay.
Alright. It's gonna be dangerous. It's gonna get close to hell. Oh, shit. So, just, I guess... It's like a 13, just to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Hush your voice and lean in and howl in.
Oh, this is not what I wanted, but it's just important. Makes awkward eye contact and cannot sustain it. So, with the bag of holding, I think that the people who stole it managed to kind of summon a big demon with it. Using the technology of what it does. That's why they stole it.
I suppose it would be... It would aid magic.
Yeah. So you know people about... who talk, yeah, so that's what's happening. Shat in a circle. There's the circle of the stone circle. That shit's going down there. And then with your bag, the one that you bought. So, what's all you do? So have you reported that loss, perhaps?
Well, I didn't really think anything bad of the bag of holding. You know, it was... I know, it was fairly straightforward. It doesn't seem as dangerous, but... Seeing as they didn't take the obviously evil one, I thought nothing would come from it aside from someone just wanting to carry a lot of shit. No.
Yeah, well, we kind of did a bit of snooping. We were trying to get the bag back, and then they were doing some stuff, and maybe they're trying to summon a big demon to fight a dragon. You know, a little bit.
To fight the dragon?
Maybe. We don't know who to tell.
If
you know
he
the dragon...
He just, like, holds, like, a handkerchief to his face, and it's just like...
I want to inside check him.
I was about to say, Temperance is going to inside check him.
I got nothing. I got, like, a fucking...
24.
I got a 5. Gilwin's just like, I feel like this is probably something we should tell him about, but...
He is shocked and a little bit concerned, that something bad could happen to his dragon friend. He seems to be very thankful of the dragon reigning over this town. So, hearing news, he seems a little bit shocked and he takes a moment to just... kind of process what he should do.
So
Temperance kind of leans in as well. So that's kind of why we're going to the ball. When who's doing all this stuff?
I feel like if we wait till the ball, it'll be way too late. Yeah, things off.
Yeah, so we want to go grab those invitations to see if we can, you know, potentially stop this. Like, if we can stop it before it happens, that'll be ideal.
I feel as though... this is probably something taking up within the House of the Lord, but... And he just looks very serious for a moment. The House of Lords is established to have someone of each creed, each race... represent the
Council
interests within our city, and they kind of look after the city itself of Toon's Rest, and they attend to the more local interests, whereas the dragon is more focused on safety at whole. So what with there being a large drow population and a lot of them focused on the Stone Circle. There is, of course, a member of the council, Ignatius, who doesn't, you know, he tends to play for he represents the drow. And if we were to contact the House of Lords about this, then it could become a large problem in that they would know of. They would become aware, and that might spark something early.
Could I potentially just do like a little history, like brain check, and see if I can think about that name? Would it be on the papers, Ignatius?
Yeah,
on the architect's show?
Well, you could even just shuffle through them now.
Oh, cool. Alright. Well, I don't have anything physically, but I've got some notes. And there's a bunch of like architecture and stuff. Is there any kind of notes that look like they mapped Ignatius? Does that name pop up in documents?
Ignatius is mentioned
once in reference to the Walcott Mansion, and that he okayed the construction
of the
mansion itself. This mansion seems, but dating by the plans and things,
mm-hmm.
it seems to be a fairly new mansion, put up completed several months ago, but in construction for better part of 3 years. And it's a mansion devoted to a late council member's family, so that their family may live peacefully.
Okay.
This council member went missing, Minister Walcott.
Mm-hmm.
He went missing years ago.
Yeah.
Around about the time when the mansion was built, in order to honor and keep the family safe. And it's just, there's like a little clipping of
mm-hmm.
stating this, pretty much.
Okay.
That you've just read this off of.
So, I'm like, mentally like, there's no way that I would be able to tell, but was the dude that's in the cage Walcott?
I mean, the really gnarled up thing?
Yeah.
You couldn't tell.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But they built it and they knew that it would have that area underneath it. Why did they pick that specific spot? Do you know why, Hal? Where they bought this, why they built the map? I'm gonna tuck all the papers away. Bye-bye.
Well, it's...
into my coat.
It's quite high up upon a cliff face.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, good views. I just assumed it was good views.
Get those views.
You gotta get those views, you know? Like, favorite, and subscribe.
Okay.
So... you know, that mansion being on the hilltop, was it?
Yeah, on a cliff face.
Oh, the cliff face, yes. You know, it would seem that they would put it there for getting the views. Well, is there anything underneath? Like, anything inside the cliff face?
Go on, I'm listening. Just can't look at him.
Just places I've been to as a child. Small caves. Things years ago that people... disregard, pretty much. They're just caves that kids like to wander in every now and then. Do dares. Challenges of strength and courage.
Did you ever go down there as a child?
Yes, but I was not very fond of it. I was dared by my friends and...
You had friends, that's good.
I screamed and ran out.
You still have friends after that?
What did you see?
And yes.
That's good.
I heard, you know, some horrifying echoing... Mayhaps it was the waves hitting against the rocks and the openings, you know.
Hmm. Pretty sure it wouldn't be that, but that's okay. Whatever makes you feel better. cool. Well,
so, I actually have a question about that, though.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, these caves, can you access them from an area? Like, can you, from around the cliff face? Or would you have to go through a different area
generally
to get
the best
there?
Way to enter them is at low tide. Go over to the cliff.
So do these
openings at the bottom and they kind of spiral in and out around.
Okay, but so then does that mean at high tide these caves are flooded?
The entrance certainly is.
But the rest of the caves are not?
No. They go up into the hillside. I'm just not aware of any other openings unless someone burrowed into some new ones.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Well, fuck. That's all I got to say. Tiddlywinks. I don't know what to do.
We could check out the caves.
I mean, sure. Totally.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah, alright, cool, I guess.
Don't worry, I will be your shield.
Okay, cool. I mean, yeah, sure. We can go check out the caves. Sure.
I mean, how many more days until the ball? Maybe, is it 2 days? 2 more days?
Is that 2 days?
Yeah, we're heading on 2 days now.
Well, how about, what time is it now?
It's about 1 p.m.
When would
you guys have pretty much finished off the high tea platter.
When would low tide be?
Low tide will be around about the afternoon when the sun begins to set.
That's convenient.
I mean, high tide, I mean.
Okay.
That's high tide, so it's low tide at the moment.
So when...
You are supposed to be a seafaring man.
I think it changes depending on what area of the world you're in, doesn't it?
I don't think it does. I think it has to do with the moon.
Well, I don't know how the moon works.
Whenever the moon is coming up, I suppose, is when it gets higher.
Okay, anyway. I don't know, I just push my bow down and I go free.
Temperance kind of nudges Gilman. Do you want to go into the cave?
I'm going to spelunking.
Do I want to? No. Will I? Probably.
Spelunking.
First, with my jacket coat situation.
Oh yes, we're going to pick
up
your...
Yeah, I'll take that into the dirty fucking cave. Sounds great. Your dress? That sounds
awesome. Oh no, well, I didn't say we go now.
Alright, how about, can we go... What time do they take jackets and stuff?
Mine about closing time, so around about 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, well, I mean... We could drop off your dress. No, I won't do my coat. I don't know.
Okay, we'll leave it for now.
Yeah, well...
As you guys know what you're about now. Sort of.
Howl, tell no one.
Howl is already just like playing with some strange little clockwork artifact in his pocket, and he's just like, and then he sends it walking over the table to you, and it bangs into you, and then it falls over, and it continues to try and walk.
What is that doing?
I don't know, it's a toy.
Temperance looks
Do you like it? Do you want to keep it?
Why? What does it cost?
Cute, nice, it's just a free little trinket.
She looks at...
Can I inside check you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but so Temperance looks at Gilwyn.
Yes.
Looks at the toy, looks at Gilwyn, looks at the toy. She picks it up and she
it's
turns
like
it around.
It's like a little scarab beetle.
She picks it
15.
Up and she turns it around. And
it's
it walk
a
back.
Child's toy.
I don't trust it.
Little silver child's toy.
It's alright. She turns it around, lets it go.
Okay, then.
I appreciate it, but I'm sure you could find someone who'd enjoy it more. Alright, excellent. Well, how about... We'll totally beat ups later. Whatever. No spare time. Just loose plans.
I'll see you at the ball, if anything.
Yes, totally.
I hope you guys don't go spelunking. It's scary in there.
I don't know. We'll be careful.
Okay. I mean, just don't. But okay. Get caught in there when high tide comes around.
Oh, yes, most definitely. No.
We're gonna die. Okay, cool. Well, we'll see you later. Bye. Well, thank you also for lunch.
He guides you out of the shops.
Did he pay for it?
Yes, he paid for it. He sends some money to the counter and kisses you both on the forehead and just like, be safe. Do not do anything rash.
Full body shudder from one.
And then he pats your bum to send you on your
ah!
Oh. He would clunk armor for temper.
Dink.
Dink.
Meaty butt. Well, he doesn't have a meaty butt. He's a bony butt.
Bony butt.
Okay, cool. And we will leave that there. And we will see y'all next week. Your recordings happen. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. We actually did some plot stuff. That's good.
We do some plot stuff. You guys actually thought about plot. Good job. You did
I got
some shopping.
Fancy dress.
You did some plots.
I spent a lot of money.
I got 120 gold off.
You made what a saving.
What a fucking steal.
I got 15 gold.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.